It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Weight gain, high cholesterol, digestive problems, headaches, hot flashes, insomnia, and depression, just to name a few of the health problems we women face as we start into that wonderful world of perimenopause and menopause. My guest is Dr. Diana Schwarzbein. She's a board-certified endocrinologist. So Dr. Schwarzbein, as we think of menopause, and I myself am 48 years old, so I know that it's coming down the pike at some point, not in the too far distant future. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect and what then we can do about it, because basic hormone replacement therapy is sort of going out the window. People are looking for new ways to deal with those symptoms. And so talk to us a little bit about menopause.
Well, hi, Millie, and thank you. That was a great introduction to menopause. But what I really want to focus on is what menopause truly is, not what one women will feel, because, you know, everybody's heard about the classic symptoms of hot flashes and night sweats and insomnia and irritability and decreased libido and hair loss and weight gain.
Nice.
And that's all, you know, it's all nice, right?
Nice.
And it's all known. Okay. But what I really want to focus on, and again, as you said, I'm an endocrinologist, which means I look at the hormone systems of the body, is that all hormones of the body are connected. You can't lose one hormone system, and by the way, the sex hormone system is part of the endocrine system, without affecting all the other hormone systems of the body. And the reason that's such a big deal is that it's the hormones of the body that keep you healthy. What we absolutely know now is that aging is the loss of the ability to rebuild, and it's hormones that help you build. And if you lose a hormone system, you're going to age faster. And again, that didn't matter so much when we used to live to age 50, okay? But now we're living to age 80, 90. The degenerative diseases of aging are exponentially on the rise. Alzheimer's, dementia, we're talking about type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, even cancer. Everything's on the rise because we're living longer. We know those are all diseases of aging, but what women have not been told is that menopause accelerates and increases their risks for getting these diseases.
Well,
so you
and
can
also
live
because
with heart disease.
And because we're losing hormones, and people used to just think, you know, you replaced them, and estrogen in its own self is a grower. It grows things, helps grow your babies,
well,
you know, things like
right,
that. So
right.
What do we do about...
And it grows your brain cells, by the way. Estrogen is important for brain function.
It is.
Well, what we want to do is I talk about hormone balancing therapy, not hormone replacement therapy. And hormone balancing therapy is about restoring missing hormones, just like we would do hormone balancing therapy if somebody doesn't make the hormone insulin or doesn't make the hormone thyroid or doesn't make the hormone cortisol. Those are hormones of the body. And in medicine, when somebody loses the ability to make those hormones, we do hormone balancing therapy. We restore them. What's been historically done to women, and I'm saying done to women because it's been wrong and it's been harmful, is we've said, oh, okay, as you lose these hormones that are important to you, you're going to have symptoms. We're going to treat your symptoms. We're not going to talk about hormone restoration. And there's many things you can do, most of them harmful, that take away the hot flashes and the night sweats, and for a while you feel better. But over time, and this is why I think there's been such a disservice to women, these hormone drugs, as I call them, because they're not the same as the hormones made in the body, actually increase your risk for disease. So, you know, if I didn't know this as an endocrinologist, you bet I wouldn't be taking hormone therapy in menopause. But I do take hormone therapy because I'm taking bioidentical hormones. And even that has gotten, you know, kind of crazy and woo-woo because all that means
you.
Is...
Yeah, speak about bioidentical hormones, because a lot of major organizations have said that there's a lack of evidence about the benefits and the risks that, you know, from the well-studied, you know, non-bioidentical counterparts. So speak about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great point. Here's the deal, okay? What bioidentical means is the same hormone your body used to make. That's all it means, okay? The problem is, the way you combine it, the way you utilize it, can be very dangerous. You can't just say because it's bioidentical that it's good for you. You actually have to follow some rules, some principles. So, for instance, insulin that we give to diabetics is a bioidentical hormone. We're not going to say that's harmful to them.
You know? And you're not just going to be able to pick it up over replacement. The counter.
You're not going to be able to pick it up over the counter, and you can't rub it on as a cream, you know. You really have to make sure that, number one, you got to test to make sure you need it, and that's the one thing I'm always finding, people taking hormones that they don't need, and that's harmful. Number two, then you take a bioidentical form, but three is probably the most important part of this. It's called bioequivalent manner. Take it in such a way that it mimics the way your ovaries used to function. You really can't fill the tank. If you just start pouring hormones into your body, you will cause hormonal imbalances, whether or not you're using a bioidentical hormone or not. And, you know, I know we don't have that much time, so if anybody's interested, at www.menopausepower.com, I write about all this stuff. You know, I've got a blog going, I've got articles going. You know, I think it's so important that women understand what is happening to them and what does it mean to go back and say, okay, I'm going to restore your hormone systems, not replace it with a drug, not give you something for symptomatic relief, you know, because, you can end up in so much trouble when you get out of balance.
Well, that's true, and I appreciate that you mentioned that you can't rub it on as a cream, because now not only over-the-counter can you find these, you know, progesterone creams and things and to help our libido, to help our dryness, to help all of these things, but as you say, it's simply a Band-Aid on the symptoms, not actually fixing the issue.
Right, and if you put a Band-Aid on it, then the wound festers underneath, you know. And we are seeing, when it's done incorrectly or you're using the wrong stuff and it's done incorrectly, that's the same thing, I guess, you actually do increase your risk for disease. You'll have more heart disease, more breast cancer, and all that kind of stuff. But hormone therapy done correctly, and again, remember, I'm a board-certified endocrinologist, as you point out, and basically what we're saying is, you know, if you go back and you follow four rules of the hormone therapy, and again, take the real hormone, you know, make sure that you're taking the bioequivalent manner of it. The other part of that is to address nutrition and lifestyle habits. You can't just take a pill. You know, you can't just take a patch or a pill or just expect things to go back. You do have to take care of yourself with good nutrition and sleep and, you know, avoiding chemicals and doing the right kinds of exercise. So that's an important part of menopause. So, you know, that shouldn't be downplayed. And then you have to be followed and tracked. You know, again, you can't just rub it on and go, oh, I feel good, therefore I'm in balance.
And
you know,
who
feeling
do
good,
we... Well, who do we work with? I'm an exercise physiologist, Dr. Schwarzbein.
Oh.
So the nutrition and the lifestyle stuff, I work with women on that as well. But who do you
Lovely.
Work with on these other things? And who is it who tracks you? Is this your OB-GYN? Or do you see an endocrinologist when you start, you think you're going into peri?
Yeah, that's a good question. You really want to work with somebody who's interested in menopause, whether it's an endocrinologist or a gynecologist or even an internist or family practitioner, but they have to understand hormone systems. And, you know, so this is where Menopause Power is actually my initiative to give women the knowledge so that they can seek out someone who understands these concepts, because they are, if you want to call it, pretty new. Sure, they're new, but they're old concepts. They're new based on old, you know, theories. Like, we've been treating diabetes like this for years and hypothyroidism like this for years. Why wouldn't we treat another permanent hormone deficiency state like menopause the same way we treat these other permanent hormone deficiency states? So it's new thinking on an old method, if you will.
That is amazing, you know, that you put it in the terms of insulin, because people don't realize that's a hormone replacement. It is, but it's a bioidentical type of hormone. But you have to make sure you're using them properly. The website is menopausepower.com. Dr. Diana Schwarzbein, endocrinologist. You can find out more information on that website. It's a comprehensive course, DVDs, MP3s, so you can find resources on menopause. So ladies, let's take care of the problem, not just the symptoms, and go through this together, because it's really all we can do. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole, and we'll be back.